أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذا بدلنا آية مكان آية والله أعلم بما ينزل قالوا إنما أنت مفتر بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first spoke of the blissful, happy and content life a person will live, whether male or female, in this world, provided they have iman and provided that they will carry out acts of righteousness and piety. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them a handsome reward in the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then instructed us that whenever we recite the Qur'an, we should seek protection in Allah from shaitan. And that is why whenever we recite the Qur'an, we say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Moving on to the next ayah, ayah number 101 of Surah Al-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of what is known as nasakh in the Qur'an, abrogation. Abrogation refers to an ayah being abrogated. So perhaps there was an ayah that was revealed, and at a later stage that ayah was abrogated and another ayah was revealed in its place. Sometimes you find the ayah was abrogated and the ruling of that ayah conveyed was also abrogated. So both the verse was abrogated, the Rasulullah was made to forget that ayah completely, and the ruling that also applied was abrogated. Sometimes you find that the verse was abrogated from the Quran. Right, it was revealed and then Allah abrogated it. It was deleted from the Quran and deleted from the memory of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the ruling still applied. There are examples of this. We don't have time to go into the examples. Another form of abrogation is where the ayah still remains in the Quran. It is recited, but the ruling no longer applies. And there are many such examples of ayat in the Quran that have specific rulings, but those rulings were meant for the Muslims, the early part of Islam, and later on, the ruling was abrogated, but up to this day, we still recite the ayah. So, when the mushrikeen, and when the polytheists, when they saw this abrogation taking place, they would tell Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you are a fabricator. What is this? You first recite an ayah, and you teach an ayah to the Sahaba, and then you tell them, okay, this ayah has been abrogated, and another ayah comes in its place, carrying a different ruling, carrying a different law. What is this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا بَدَّلْنَا آيَةً مَكَانَ آيَةً. When we replace one ayah with another ayah, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ بِمَا يُنَزِّلْ. Allah is fully aware of what He reveals, how He reveals it, when He reveals it. That is up to Allah. Allah will decide which ayah to reveal and which ayah to take back, which ayah to reveal and which ayah to abrogate. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah is fully aware of what He has revealed. So when they saw this, قالوا, they said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُفْتَرٍ. You are nothing more than a fabricator. You are forging these ayat and you are fabricating these words. بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says the problem is most of them do not know. Most of them don't have knowledge. And this is the attitude of a person who is ignorant and has no knowledge. You will find that he will not come to you with an academic argument because he has no knowledge. So he will start insulting and he will start using the worst type of language, and he will call you a majnoon, a madman, he'll call you a sorcerer, he'll call you all these different names and these titles. And he will start abusing you verbally. Why? Because Allah said they don't have the knowledge. They don't have knowledge. It's ignorance that speaks this way and that makes them say these type of things. قُلْ, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ, the Holy Spirit, Jibreel alayhi salam, he is the one who had brought it down. He is the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had entrusted with delivering and with transmitting this message to you. Why? لِيُثَبِّتْ أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Number one, Allah says the Quran, يُثَبِّتْ, it makes firm those who brought iman. You want to be firm in iman, firm in deen. So you have brought iman and you want to be firm in your belief and well established in iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that comes from the Quran. One of the main benefits of the Quran is that it keeps us firmly on deen and iman. Right, so it has the answers to all your challenges, it has the answers to all your objections that you might have, all the problems that people might face. So when you know that this is the power of the Quran, you will embrace the Quran, you will recite it, you will learn it, you will study it, you will implement it, it will keep you firm on deen. And this is, today we find many people are wavering in their iman, and people start questioning things related to fundamental aspects of our deen. When you look at their relationship with the Quran, you find they're far away from the Quran. Absolutely no knowledge of the Quran, no study of the Quran, no recitation of the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Ruh al-Qudus came down with it. لِيُثَبِّتْ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, so that it enforces and establishes those who have brought iman wahudan. And it is a source of guidance. وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ, and it is a carrier of good news for the Muslimin and for the Muslims. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمْ, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are fully aware أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ, that they are saying إِنَّمَا يُعَلِّمُهُ بَشَرٌ. One of the objections they would make and one of the arguments was, there is some bashar, there is some human being teaching him. He goes for some lessons, and they claimed he used to go for some lessons to a priest. There was a Nasrani priest, his name was Bal'am, he was from the Ahlul Kitab, and they would say that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to Bal'am, Bal'am is teaching him these words, and he comes and he recites these words to us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمْ, we are fully aware, أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ, that they are saying, إِنَّمَا يُعَلِّمُهُ بَشَرٌ, there is a human, there is some man that is teaching him these words. Allah says, لِسَانُ الَّذِي يُلْحِدُونَ إِلَيْهِ, the one whom they are referring to, the one whom they are referring to, Bal'am, the priest, the Christian scholar, A'jami, he is a non-Arab. He is a non-Arab. He was a non-Arab. The one they are referring to, and the one they are accusing you of going to, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, A'jami, he is a non-Arab. وَهَذَا لِسَانٌ عَرَبِيٌ مُبِينٌ, and this is a clear book revealed in the pure language of Arabic. Inna alladhina la yu'minuna bi ayatillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who do not bring iman in the verses of Allah, la yahdihim Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not guide them. Number one, you need to bring iman in Allah azza wa jal, and then the book of Allah. Book, believe in the book of Allah azza wa jal. If they cannot bring iman in the book of Allah, la yahdihim Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not guide them. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, and in the akhirah they will suffer a painful torment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us in